Attention. You're listening to The Daily Dose. The active ingredient in this program is common sense, which has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism. Be advised that listening may cause you to lean to the right.
Call them whatever you may, leftists, Democrats, socialists, but they're a mess. They are an absolute disaster. They have two remaining presidential candidates. One is quite possibly a criminal. The other is an avowed socialist. One is unlikable and untrustworthy. The other sounds like Hugo Chavez. Both are hardcore radicals. Their party lectures us about race, diversity, and inclusion. They focus only on skin-deep, superficial issues, yet they can only offer us an old white guy and a Clinton. On the campaign trail, surrogates tell us that we should vote for Hillary because she's a woman. And even though no one really knows what Hillary's campaign slogan is, it's not uncommon to see signage at events with the phrase, "I'm with her." Very sophisticated stuff from the so-called smartest woman in the world, I know. Unfortunately, many Americans fell for this silly idea before when they elected Barack Obama based solely on the superficial factor of race. But this may actually be the strongest reason to vote for Hillary. I mean, why else would you? Do her lies about Benghazi convince you? You know, the lie saying this was about a stupid video that no one had ever seen? Or maybe it's the way she handles classified information. You know, emailing about it on unsecure email channels. Or saving top secret documents to a personal, unsecure server residing in her bathroom closet. Or is it because she picks up a southern drawl when she campaigns in the South? That has to be it. But maybe Hillary isn't your choice. Maybe it's the nutty Professor Bernie Sanders. What's not to love about Bernie? I mean, Bernie has it all figured out. Pure socialism is what we need, right? I mean, it's worked in so many other places like Cuba, the Soviet Union, North Korea, Venezuela. Socialism is delusional, morally bankrupt, and the antithesis of the Constitution. Yes, socialism leads to equality, but it's equality in misery. Well, unless you're in the ruling class. They always take care of themselves. You know, just like the big government crowd already does today.
Thank you for listening. To further boost your immunity, join Todd for his full-length program called The Antidote to Liberalism. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and our website, theantidotetoliberalism.com. Or connect with Todd directly on Twitter at CommonSenseGear or by email, todd@theantidotetoliberalism.com.